What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
We turn up the volume here. Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. And it is Wednesday, December 6, 2017, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday. And boy, I got to tell you, what a horrible news day it is. We'll get into that in just a little tiny bit. But the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And as a reminder, in our third hour today, we're going to have two guests, Dave Gahary and Phil Turney, to talk about their new book, Erasing the Liberty, which is basically a look back at the years and years of attempted cover-up regarding Israel's deliberate attack on the USS Liberty and effort to sink the ship in order to trick the United States into war against Egypt. So we're going to be talking about that in our third hour. And it's rather ironic timing when you realize that Israel is in the news, because earlier today, Donald Trump went ahead and did it. He threw a lit match into a tanker of gasoline by declaring that the United States will recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and they will move the U.S. embassy there. This has drawn immediate condemnation from around the world, from everybody except, of course, Israel. And, of course, Trump supporters in this country, the Jewish Americans and the Christian Zionists, they all think it's a good thing, especially the Christian Zionists, because it's one step closer to the war of Armageddon, and the world will be destroyed, and then Jesus is going to come on down and invite us all up to the big house. So this is a good thing. It's a real good thing here. But this has really... it's a very dangerous thing that he just did. Trump has basically declared war in the Middle East, according to a top Palestinian diplomat. More importantly than that, the U.S. government for decades has maintained the position of mediator and objective negotiator between Israeli interests and Arab interests, and Donald Trump just abdicated that role. So right now, there is no mediator in the Middle East working towards a peace plan. The peace plan between Israel and Palestine is dead. The two-state solution is now dead. And that leaves only one other alternative. And this is angering a lot of people. It's angering the more moderate Christians. It's angering the Muslims. It was a reckless thing for him to do. This gets back to what I was saying last year during the campaign, that Donald Trump was coming into the White House as dangerously naive about politics as Jimmy Carter, because there was a reason all these previous presidents resisted doing this, despite the entreaties and pressure coming from Israel and AIPAC and their Jewish financial supporters. There was a very good reason, because it could inflame the entire Middle East in a war. Unless that's what Trump wants, for the entire Middle East to go up in flames, along with the oil. This was a very reckless and dangerous thing for him to do. Now, Palestinians have declared 3 days of rage across the West Bank. The Arab world is completely outraged. Over in Iran, their premier is telling EU diplomats that change in Jerusalem status heightens tensions. It's making the region much more prone to war. And they're absolutely right about that. Now, over in Kuwaiti, they're saying that Palestinians have the right to sovereignty over Jerusalem, or at least East Jerusalem, because that was given to them by the United Nations. Now, the United Nations has passed numerous resolutions declaring that Jerusalem is not the capital of Israel. Jerusalem is a shared city. So along with angering the rest of the world, Donald Trump has basically defied the United Nations to do this. Iran and Turkey both sent messages saying that Al-Quds, which is the other name for Jerusalem, is an inseparable part of Palestine, at least East Jerusalem. But we've seen how Israel's been trying to capture more and more of that. Now, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation is set to meet in Turkey to coordinate a response to Donald Trump's declaration of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Now, he didn't actually declare it. He simply recognized it. Israel's been saying it's our capital for a very, very long time. And every time they do, they get slapped down again by the United Nations. Russia is very concerned. over what is about to happen. Now that the U.S. is recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, even Reform Jews are saying this was not a good idea, that this basically is bringing to an end any possibility of a peaceful revolution to the crisis over there. Now, the reality is that both the Palestinians and Israelis claim Jerusalem as their capital. But you need to remember, before Palestine was chopped up to create the modern Israel, Jerusalem was the capital of Palestine. And that's why the United Nations said everybody's going to have to share it. It's a very important city to all these religions. But Israel doesn't want to share. And it's come on out, apparently, story in the Times of Israel, how Netanyahu and his aides were active partners in getting Trump to go along with this recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And apparently Trump was also being spurred on by his biggest campaign contributor, billionaire casino magnate Sheldon Adelson, who was pushing on him to do that as well. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. And we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hello, Mike. This is Tony. Yeah. Listen, I'm happy Trump is doing what he's doing. Jerusalem should be the capital of Israel, because it's about time that the third temple, Jewish temple, be rebuilt. But that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling.
Let me respond to that. Okay. First of all, the site that's considered the temple today isn't really where the first temple was built. It was actually located on Mount Moriah, which is slightly to the southeast. And even Israeli archaeologists are saying what they're claiming is the remains of Herod's second and third temple, because there's already been a third temple. It's actually the foundations of a Roman fort, Fort Antonio. And the way it goes is the first temple was destroyed by the Babylonians. Then they built a second temple. And then Herod built a third temple, which, because the Messiah didn't show up, they went back and said, well, it was really just a renovation. But it wasn't. It was a complete from the ground rebuild. So there's a lot of mythology here that really doesn't stand up to scientific scrutiny.
Okay. Now, my original comment is this, in regards to the History Channel. Do you think the History Channel is the real deal, or just part of the mainstream media?
Some of their programs are very good and accurate, and some of them, yes, are propaganda. And that's true for virtually all of the so-called educational channels.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, again, the United Nations partition plan declared Jerusalem to be a shared city among the major religions that hold it sacred. And all those other religions were willing to share. It's only Israel that says, we want it all. You're not allowed to come here. And yes, there is an agenda to tear down the Muslim temples, icons on the top of that platform of the Roman fort, and build a third temple. But this is all of this predictions and everything, this is fairy tale stuff coming from Bronze Age shepherds who wrote it all down. And that is really a very weak basis for formulating national policy, especially in the age of nuclear weapons. Anyway, there's another article over here that came on out about what was behind Trump's embassy move. And basically, Trump was talking about a desire to strike the ultimate deal between Israelis and Palestinians. But relocating the embassy, Washington's not going to be able to play an honest broker in future talks. The U.S. has ended its role as mediator and peacemaker in the Middle East. And that is just the real upshot of it all, because Jerusalem is going to stay Jerusalem. The Palestinians are still going to be there. The Muslims are still going to be there. All this really did is it angered everybody against each other. And it basically took the United States out of that process. Now, I'm willing to bet a nickel here, we're going to see Putin go on down there and try and calm things down. It's going to be very, very difficult to do, because all of the Arab nations, except for Saudi Arabia, which is clearly on board with the U.S. and Israeli agenda. But all those nations are now talking about uniting and uniting with Palestine, which is exactly what Israel, we think, would like to avoid. Now, apparently, the Palestinian mission in Washington was planning to have a Christmas party on Capitol Hill. And now that Donald Trump has recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, they've canceled that. They figure it's kind of a lost cause. Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers have voted to suspend aid to the Palestinian Authority unless they halt payments to the families of Palestinians detained or killed by Israel. So they're just tightening the screws. And it's very obvious at this point that the United States is not objective and unbiased in the issue between Israel and Palestine. It's very obvious that the United States has been totally co-opted by the government of Israel, and everybody around the world just got to see it. And frankly, I was very disgusted with Donald Trump, where he's out there talking about, this is the only democracy in the Middle East, which is nonsense. A lot of those countries used to have fair elections until they got bombed by the United States. Anyway, we're going to take another phone call. Ramsey in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. I just want to tell you something. You mentioned the partition plan, and Jerusalem was part of that plan. But, see, sir, I just want to tell people that the whole partition plan from the beginning was illegal. See, what happened is that the Palestinians were like 70% of the population. The Jews at the time were like 30%. And Israel became, and the UN allocated 56% of the land to the Jewish people there. The Palestinians were there in the first place, got 44% of the land. So the whole partition plan was completely nonsense. Like that country, that land should have never been partitioned in the first place. These Jews came in when the British occupied it after World War One, occupied Palestine, and then became in the 1920s and 30s and 40s. And then, the UN people reluctantly did that under United States pressure to partition it. But see, sir, according to the UN Charter and the UN rules and the UN Constitution, whatever you want to call it, the creation of Israel is completely wrong. Just like the Jewish people in the West Bank today are illegal.
Yes. But Israel operates like, they're above the laws of man because they're the chosen of God. And that really is the attitude they seem to evince in everything that they do.
And also, sir, you mentioned the Reformed Jews are against it. Now, see, so I just want to ask you something.
Yes.
What's the difference between a Reformed Jew and an Orthodox Jew? And aren't all these Jews the same?
No, actually, there's quite a bit of difference between their different approaches to their religion. And the Reformed Jews were against this decision for not for religious reasons, but for very pragmatic ones, because they understand that the more Israel wages war on the rest of the world, the more hostility there's going to be against Israel. And because Israel intentionally blends in its national identity with that of the Jewish people as a whole around the world, Israel is actually making the world a more dangerous place for the Jewish people. Especially now that the open borders have blended all kinds of already angry Muslims into Europe and the United States.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Moving right along. I mean, it almost seems like somebody wants to see rioting in the streets of Europe and America between Christians and Muslims. Because after opening the borders and flooding Europe and the United States with these Muslim refugees who are committing all these crimes and rapes, and we'll have more of that stuff later in the show here, all you need is a match to touch it off, and you're going to have race riots, religious riots, holy wars, crusades in the streets of our largest cities around the world. Now, a lot of people were asking just what Donald Trump is going to get in exchange from Israel for doing this. Obviously, Israel should be grateful. There should be a quid pro quo. But apparently, that's not really true, because there's an article that came on out in the Jerusalem Post, where Education Minister Naftali Bennett said that, no, there's going to be there's not going to be anything Israel gives to the U.S. for this. They did the right thing. Why should we reward them for doing what was right in the first place? And you need to remember this same guy is calling the corruption investigations into Netanyahu fluff and noise. So he's totally, totally corrupt. Now, France has come out of left field with an interesting suggestion. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. But basically, the ambassador of Palestine to France, Salman Al-Harfi, has said the French government has expressed a desire to recognize Palestine along those original borders, but it has to be part of the European Union to do that. Now, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Palestine is a long ways away from the Union, but again, the EU is more economic than anything else. But that's an idea that the French are floating here. Meanwhile, Israel is already back to whining because apparently up at the European Union embassy, they were planning to host a photo gallery about how Palestinians have suffered under Israeli occupation. And the exhibition was titled 50 Years, 50 Portraits of Palestinians Born in 1967. And it was funded by Israeli rights group B'Tselem. And it was supposed to open in the city of Jaffa tomorrow. And the foreign ministry spokesman, Emmanuel Nakshon, basically came on out and said, it's patronizing attitude of the EU's hypocritical moral preaching, which creates distance rather than closeness. And basically came on out and said, yeah, this is incitement. This is incitement. Well, the reality is Israel has been doing all these things. And they want to go on doing all these things. They just don't want anybody to document it or talk about it. They love that word anti-defamation. Doesn't mean bad things did not happen, just that you're not allowed to talk about it. And you really ought to read up on the history of just how the Anti-Defamation League came into existence. It will open your eyes as to what their job really is. Now then, apparently, getting into domestic politics, another Mueller deputy has been caught sending anti-Trump messages. And apparently this top prosecutor told one of the Obama holdovers who refused to defend the travel ban, oh, I'm so proud of you. I'm in awe. And so apparently this is a major problem. Mueller's staff are clearly biased. Now, interestingly enough, a former judge has come on out and said that if General Michael Flynn was not aware that Strzok was removed for bias, the entire case against him for perjury can be dismissed under what's called a Giglio violation. This goes back to a United States Supreme Court decision in which the fact that a witness was biased, or the fact that in this case an investigator is biased, was not conveyed to the defense counsel, invalidated the entire trial. So they may just have shot their own perjury case now, after how many months and $7 million, Mueller's come up with absolutely nothing. Now, Chuck Grassley is demanding the FBI produce all of the text messages sent by Peter Strzok and to his mistress as part of this investigation of an anti-Trump bias within the Mueller special counsel office. And they're certainly going to find it. So this situation is really heating up. And more interestingly, the House Intelligence Committee is getting ready to start writing a contempt resolution for top FBI and Justice Department officials who stalled in terms of explaining why Peter Strzok was removed from the special counsel's Russia probe. Everybody knew he'd been removed, but they weren't saying why. Committee asked months ago what was going on, and they never got an answer. All right, we're going to take a break for some commercials here. We have a caller waiting on the line when we come back.
you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
To What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. It's time to grab your paper and pencil here, because if you would like to keep Republic Broadcasting and What Really Happened on the air, here's the address where you can send in your support. Check, money order, box tops, treasure maps, anything that you have there. The address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or if you want to phone in a donation with a credit card or debit card, the number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And I got to tell you, we really need you to pitch in and help, or we're going to have to sell John Steadmiller for medical experiments. That's how desperate we are right now. We're going to go to the telephones now. Mandy in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Hi. Well, first up to RBN, because a lot of other alternative media has just become seemingly paid propagandists for the Trump administration, and they've just turned totally neocon with their output. So I appreciate that you have stood by at least the principle of the truth about certain things, like Israel, for example. But I wanted to make a comment about what you said about the Muslims going into Europe. I think, and I noticed a lot of other people feel the same way, one of the biggest reasons that's happening, that immigration issue and the refugee crisis, I think it's to have the Jewish people inside Europe become so frightened and feel that they're being attacked that they move to Israel, and that will justify an expansion of the borders. It will justify Israel's existence, which is constantly in question. And we wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, that may be an aspect of it, but the point I was trying to make is that we have seen this flood of Muslim refugees who do not represent the best of the people in the source countries pouring in all across Europe, already causing all kinds of problems, especially in places like Sweden. Same thing here in the United States, and the media is trying to keep a lid on this in Europe. They've actually passed laws saying that when there is a rape or something like that, you can't mention the ethnicity of the suspect, and in many cases, not even the name. They're protecting these people better than they are protecting the actual victims here. And then all of a sudden, when you've got this explosive mixture already blended together in Europe and the U.S., you strike a match to it by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. There's a part of me that wonders if somebody somewhere actually does want to see Christian Muslim riots in the streets of the cities, because it strikes me as almost too well coordinated to just be happenstance. And I'm sure that one of Donald Trump's advisors, when he was talking about this decision, had to say, look, this is going to cause problems, not only just in the Middle East, it's going to cause problems all over Europe and right here in the U.S.
No, I absolutely agree, but I think maybe it isn't the primary goal, or what I mean is it could be a desired result of what's happening, and like you're saying, I think it's intentional, and I'm just so disappointed. I didn't vote at all. I didn't want Hillary or Trump, but thank you, Mike. That was the only comment I had to make.
All right. Well, Mandy, thank you very much for the phone call. And I think it's important to understand that had Hillary stolen the White House, we'd still be here, because all of these events were apparently part of a master plan that has been pushed forward. And we know that Hillary would have gone along with this just in an absolute heartbeat. All right. So the phone lines are now open again. Al Franken has announced he's going to make an announcement tomorrow, and it's already leaked on out that he's going to resign. And there are now 11 Democratic senators demanding that he resign, and it looks like he's going to go ahead and do it. And who knows, maybe he'll return to comedy or something. But that's Senator Gillibrand, Senator Hirono from right here in Hawaii, Senator McCaskill, Senator Hassan, Senator Harris, Senator Murray, Senator Baldwin, Senator Casey, Senator Donnelly, Senator Brown, and Senator Stabenow. And so this attempt to bring down Judge Roy Moore with a sexual allegation smear has backfired horribly, and it's taking out some of the lights of the Democratic Party. And they've well and truly hoisted with their own petard, which I know it sounds dirty if you don't understand what I mean by that phrase. But we might also be seeing a pattern of knocking out potential competitors for the 2020 Democratic primary race, because despite claims to the contrary, Hillary Clinton still looks like she's getting ready to run again. And she's going to want to knock out anybody who would even stand a chance against her. And these people that have come on down, Conyers, Al Franken, these were name Democratic stars. Most people you pass in the street and you'll say, can you name all the Democratic senators? No. Do you know Conyers? Oh, yeah, we know Conyers. About Al Franken? Oh, yeah. You know, I loved him. Less now than when he was on Saturday Night Live. But, yeah. So these stars, these potential challengers in the 2020 Democratic primaries seem to be the targets of a lot of this. Just something to think about as we take another commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, there has been more fallout from this Agent Peter Strzok because of the fact that he was dismissed for bias that was withheld from Flynn's defense lawyers, which may, in fact, undermine the legitimacy of the entire case. But he was also one of the FBI agents who interrogated Hillary over the email server, didn't put her under oath. He's the same guy who took that fake Trump dossier that the Democrats paid for and used it to open the bogus investigation into Trump. That FISA warrant that they claimed legitimizes everything they did is absolutely worthless because it's based on false information. So now it looks like there are some representatives in Congress that are starting to get a little bit of spine. And they're saying it's time to start investigating the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. And I wholeheartedly agree. Because if I am correct, and Hillary was replaying the 1994 ChinaGate gambit, then she was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak email server to deliver the goods and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money. And prior to her losing the elections, a significant portion of the funds coming into the Clinton Foundation came from foreign sources. Now, a retired CIA officer reportedly working with Blackwater founder Eric Prince to sell the White House on this idea of a privatized global spy network, which unfortunately they've already brought Oliver North into it, which means the narcocracy is already being protected. But apparently he is claiming that National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster worked with the NSA to perform the surveillance on Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Steve Bannon, and others. This is in a report out of The Intercept. And if these revelations are true, and there's no reason to doubt them, this is a bombshell report, and Trump should fire McMaster as quickly as possible, because McMaster has obviously been working against Donald Trump. As I said before, the hard part about trying to drain that swamp is the only ones showing up at the employment line are with the water moccasins and the alligators. Now, Hillary is still out there making personal appearances. She's out there trying to promote her image, sell her book. And Linda Tripp basically came on out and said, it's time to really point out what's really been going on. And she was on Daily Mail TV and basically said that Hillary Clinton is a destroyer of women should they get in her way. And she talks about all the lives. And by the way, it's not just women. It's also us guys who won't stay silent about Vince Foster. But destroyed all the women who leveled accusations against Bill Clinton, some of which ultimately turned out to be true. And apparently Hillary fed off Bill Clinton's power when he was president. He really is redefining what the phrase power mad bitch really means. And in another way to get her face in front of everybody, and you're going to love this, okay? There is a company that now has, just in time for Christmas, produced a 3D printed treetop angel of Hillary Clinton. It's around $140. And it's being marketed under the slogan, a woman to look up to. So you're going to have your Christmas tree with all the stuff, and there on the very point is going to be Hillary Clinton. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't buy the Hillary angel for your tree, because they keep falling over. Now, once again, Democrats attempted to bring impeachment charges against Trump. And they promptly got shot down by an overwhelming majority of the House of Representatives. There wasn't anything there. The legitimate purpose of impeachment is to remove a president who has provably committed a high crime or misdemeanor. You can't just impeach the president because you're upset that he beat your candidate last year. Now, everybody's been talking about Time Magazine's Person of the Year. And apparently in their online poll, somehow, Crown Prince bin Salman was the leader well and away. A lot of people are suspecting that there were hackers who were trying to run up his number to get him on the face. And ultimately it turned out, though, that Time's Person of the Year is actually persons, and they're called the Silence Breakers. And these are these people who came forward and started blowing the whistle about Harvey Weinstein and these various politicians. And again, the rationale for Time's Person of the Year is who really significantly changed things. And yeah, there's absolutely no question that these people stirred up the pot in a really, really huge way. All right, so it's time for us to get on over into the war zones, emphasis on the plural. Apparently over in Syria, the Tiger forces have reached al-Bakamal, and on the same day, six Russian Tu-22 M3 strategic bombers carried out a massive strike on ISIS positions near al-Sayyal, destroying weapons depots, strong points, and concentrations of ISIS members. Now, the Syrian Arab Army and its allies continue their advance towards al-Sayyal. And according to pro-government sources, they even reached positions of the SAA near al-Bakamal. So it's really going very well for the government of Syria. And the U.S. is still struggling to find some way that they can justify staying in Syria, even though the government of Syria would like them to go. And even though probably most Americans are saying it's time to come home. But I think what the U.S. is investing all this money and lives in is not that they think they still have a way to defeat Bashar al-Assad and take over. They just don't want to admit that they lost. So as long as they stay in Syria, they can walk around and say, no, we haven't lost. We're still here. Everything's just fine. Same thing in Afghanistan. Same thing in Iraq. Because if you go back and you look at the history of Vietnam, when that war was over and the U.S. had been well and truly defeated, got their hide whipped, there was actually a very long interval after that before the U.S. government got into any more overt conflicts in other countries because the American people just weren't supporting it. We just lost a war. We didn't want to get into another one. Now, as you know, over in Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu has been ranting and raving about Iran and how bad they are, and they're the new Nazi Germany, and they want to kill all the Jews, blah, 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 blah. And Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, is accusing Netanyahu of fake history over his comment that Iran has sought the annihilation of the Jews just as had ancient Persia. And those are absolute lies, and you need look no further than Jewish scripture. The book of Esther tells of how Xerxes I saved Jews from a plot hatched by Haman the Agagite, which is basically part of the Purim holiday. Jews see Queen Esther as the heroine of Purim for talking Persian King Ahasuerus out of killing all the Jews in the kingdom, as his viceroy had convinced him to do. Zarif in the text also credited Cyrus the Great, who he called an Iranian king, with saving the Jews during their exile in Babylon. And don't forget, during World War II, Iran gave sanctuary to Jews who were fleeing the slaughter in Europe. So, all right, we're going to start taking phone calls here. Charlie in Los Angeles, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
That last comment about Iraq is like almost, you know, controlled by the Jews. I mean, the community there, our equivalent Secretary of Commerce in Iran is Jewish. I mean, that's all crap. But what I want to talk about, Mike, is Trump and his moving the embassy hasn't anything to do about he expects anything in return. He's just paying back the Jews that bailed him out of bankruptcy in the early days in New York with all the casinos and the hotels and everything that he got his hands into, probably with mafia money. So he's not expecting anything in return. He was vaulted into the presidency to pay them back. Now, whether this is going to cause world tension to start getting out of control, I doubt it. It'll probably blow over in another month or so. But I just wanted to make that comment. So as far as Iran goes, I don't know why. It's just a convenient way to, you know, tell the people that are, you know, that grew up on video games, this is, you know, a threat to Israel. But anybody that knows anything about that country of Iran, it's all lies. It's been lies for 25 years.
Yes. Israel has been claiming for going on 30 years that Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear weapon. And they just keep pushing this lie out there. And you have to go back and look at the real history. Iran is not a warlike nation. It's been 200 years since Iran initiated a war of conquest against another country. And that's a record, obviously, that neither Israel nor the United States can match. They can't seem to go 6 months without proving how butch they are by dropping bombs on somebody.
Well, you know, they complain and get worried about Iran getting a nuclear weapon. Maybe it's because they don't have them. They don't have them themselves. You know, maybe they're just fooling everybody and making you think they have nuclear weapons. It's much cheaper and easier to handle.
Well, I seriously doubt that. Because we know that they acquired the materials necessary to build a bomb from what was called the NUMEX scandal here in the United States of America. And when the former apartheid government of South Africa fell and the new government came on in, they uncovered paperwork that showed that Israel was not only helping South Africa try and develop their own nuclear warhead, but at one point they offered to sell one of Israel's nuclear weapons to South Africa. Now, the paperwork seems to indicate the deal didn't go through to completion. But obviously, if you're selling a nuclear weapon to another country, it's going to be a real operating nuclear weapon. And don't forget what came on out with Mordecai Vanunu, where he basically worked in that bomb factory hidden under the Dimona reactor, and he took all the pictures, which were published in the Western press, for which Israel has continued to whoop on him ever since. Now, I think Israel really does have nuclear weapons. They maintain the policy of nuclear ambiguity because they know that under United States law, they cannot receive any financial aid from the American taxpayer as long as they have nuclear weapons but refuse to sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty or allow IAEA inspections.
Can I comment on what you just said?
Sure.
Yeah, I think the Mordecai Vanunu thing is a hoax. I mean, the Jews have killed people for a lot less than that. I mean, they wanted him to do that to make people think they have the nukes. And if they do have nukes, they're probably going to be duds. And if you drop a dud, you're going to really get crushed. I mean, there's 300 million Arabs, you know, surrounding them. You can't afford to be dropping duds anywhere. So, okay, well, all right, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
All right, well, I think Israel certainly acts like it's got the nuclear weapons and that nobody dares invade them. Could it be a bluff? Who knows? Israel's lied about so many other things. I tend to think that, yes, given the situation with NUMEC, the fact that there is a working factory capable of making bombs underneath Dimona. And that's not just for Mordecai Vanunu. Even Israeli TV actually did a documentary going on down there and saying, yeah, this is where we make the bombs. All right, let's take another phone call. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Mike, I think you just made a mistake before about Syria, saying that the United States lost. The United States actually won. The American people won. Who lost is this evil, wicked, globalist government, or at least elements of it, has taken over this country. And you see examples of it with the FBI, the CIA, and all these crooks. Now that they're, you know, finally people are starting to look at and say, you know, that they were, they're acting like a police state. They are acting like a police state. So I don't think the United States, I think the American people actually won in Syria. Thank God Assad was able to overcome these terrorists. Well, unfortunately, the United States and Israel and Saudi Arabia actually supported, maybe Turkey also. So
yes,
that's, you know, wouldn't you say that's the case? In reality,
well, it's one way of looking at it, but I tend to look at the issue from the point of view of the average American who's just sick and tired of war, and they have a very simplistic way of looking at the war and saying, we're in Syria, we're trying to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda, we're trying to get Bashar al-Assad. If the U.S. gets kicked out, to most people, it's going to look like a military defeat. And again, that would pull the rug out from under the momentum the U.S. has tried to build up attacking all these other countries. And they still haven't managed to start hostilities against Iran. But at the point where it's obvious that we've lost in Syria, that we pretty much are just hanging on in Afghanistan, I think the American people are going to start saying, it's time to call this off. It has bled this nation dry economically. Our infrastructure is rotting on the vine from neglect, and we really cannot sustain this war economy much longer.
Right. Hey, did that guy just say before that Iran actually has a Jewish minister or something?
Yeah, there are Jews in the Iranian government. I mean, if Iran was this evil entity that wanted to kill Jews, they would start with the Jews that live inside their country. And by the way, many of those are the descendants of the Jews that were given sanctuary when they fled what was going on in Europe. One of the world's oldest continuously operating synagogues is in Iran. Some years ago, trying to reverse that demographic problem that Israel is dealing with, they attempted to lure the Iranian Jews back to Israel with very generous financial incentives. And the Iranian Jews said, no, we've lived here all of our lives. All of our friends are here. We've got businesses. We've got homes. And no, we don't need to move down to Israel and deal with all the nasty stuff that's going on down there. And it was a huge embarrassment for the government of Israel.
Well, and the other thing I want to ask you is, what do you think is going to happen now with this? I think Trump is making a mistake what he did today with Jerusalem, but all the neocons and even the conservatives, you know, so-called conservatives. I say so-called because it mixes neocons. And all the others are saying what a great thing this is. I think, what do you think? Do you think this is going to start another war, or do you think this is just going to be a, going to blow over? It really doesn't really mean much. It's just like, what do you call it again? It's just,
I'd like it to blow over, to be very honest. I don't think it's going to start a war. I could be wrong on that one as well. I think it is very possible that we are going to see clashes between Muslims and Christians in all of these countries in Europe that have been flooded with these refugees, and even here in the United States of America. Now, as far as what Trump has actually done, as I mentioned earlier in the show, he has basically yanked the United States out of its presumed role as arbiter of peace in the Middle East. And now there is no peacemaker in there, and that's why war is definitely much more possible. Anyway, Mark, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back with another phone call.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
So welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the telephones. Don in the Philippines. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, I just wanted to see if I could get through because it's an 800 number. I'm in the Philippines, but I was surprised that I got right through. But yeah, as far as Trump with this Jerusalem, that was one of his promises, I believe. One of his campaign promises was that he was going to restore the capital to Jerusalem, but I agree with you, it doesn't make any sense, and I don't know why. The whole idea of Israel, in my opinion, Israel has no right to exist. It'd be like the Manhattan Indians. There was an Indian tribe, the Manhattan Indians. They'd all of a sudden demand Manhattan Island in New York City.
Well, no, the problem is the Jews who are living in Israel right now are not even the descendants of the biblical Hebrews. The majority of Jews living in Israel are Ashkenazis, who are actually descended from Central Asian Khazars who converted to Judaism in 800 AD. Now, that would be like me converting to some Native American religion and then start demanding a chunk of the United States be turned over because we were here first. I mean, that is how thin that entire argument is.
It's not right. I mean, and I don't know what eventually is going to happen, but even if they do exist, there's even less rationale for the United States to strain every fiber of its being to try to pump up Israel and give Israel money. I mean, if they can exist on their own, then maybe they can go ahead and make a go of it, but... But anyway,
they've got a very healthy economy. They've got a very strong economy. They don't need our money. They just want it. And unfortunately, we have all of these dual nationals who are in our government in key positions of power. And we have this organization called AIPAC that is literally engineering a Congress that will basically bow to whatever it is that Israel wants. We're an occupied nation. We have a puppet government in Washington, D.C., or if you want to call it that, a Vichy government in Washington, D.C., ruling this country for the benefit of a foreign power. And it's time we all realize that's what's been going on. And we should be very angry and upset. The people of Iraq didn't like living under a puppet regime. The people of Libya didn't like living under a puppet regime. The people of Yemen didn't like living under a puppet regime. The people of Afghanistan didn't like living under a puppet regime. Why should we be any more accepting of that condition of life than these other people?
We shouldn't. And also, Trump, when I voted for him, I thought he was going to be a real strong man, a tough guy. And here he is basically being bossed around by his son-in-law, it looks like.
Yeah, that's very obvious, and his son-in-law definitely is pro-Israel, and unfortunately, again, we're seeing world politics being shaped by this religious belief, you know, that goes back, as I said, again, to the time of the Bronze Age. It is totally out of touch with our realities. Anyway, Don, we got to let you go and take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Mm-hmm. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.